Hey everybody, welcome to today's Platinum Roundtable call. We're going to be discussing the eHome Advisor email client nurture campaign. And joining me today, as usual, I have Dan Ginnity. Dan, thanks for coming on and being here to offer your ideas and insights.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be here.
And I told Dan at any point just to jump in and interrupt me if he thinks of something. So he's my backup. Also, if my computer crashes, he'll just take over the call like he's done before, eh, Dan?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there we go. I've also got Mike Phoenix on. Mike has done some good things with email marketing to his past list. And Mike, appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Well, and we'll be talking to Mike in just a few minutes. Now, all of you should have received the December issue of the eHome Advisor. And hopefully you've got that pulled up on your computer screen or printed out, because we're basically just going to go through that. I'm going to expand on a few things, and then we're going to go ahead and take questions. It's pretty straightforward. Email marketing, there's a lot of misconceptions about email marketing in general, and the email marketing done incorrectly is just as big a waste as newspaper marketing, direct mail, web advertising, all the things that it's just another media, and done incorrectly, it's going to, you know, fail just as badly as all the other media's done incorrectly. The one nice thing about email is at least it doesn't cost you anything. So people are throwing away money. I mean, if they're doing bad email advertising, well, at least it's not costing them anything. So, but done correctly, and how it is costing them done incorrectly, of course, is the lost opportunity, all the sales they're missing out on. And the reason that I developed the eHome Advisor is just to give our members another tool to stay in contact with their past clients. And as you're going to see in a minute, this isn't just for past clients. There's other areas where you should be using this, and we'll get into that. But it uses the same theory, same technique. It's not theory. This is stuff that's been proven over and over again. So it's not theory, but the same strategy as the printed home advisor and the direct mail marketing that all of you have access to as Inner Circle members. It uses fun, informative, welcome, value-added communication. And you do not want to be sending out pure advertising pitches every week to your clients, because it gets boring and they won't want to read it. Flooring is not the kind of thing, obviously, that people are going to go out and buy every week, like yogurt or getting an oil change or getting their carpets cleaned or something that's used with more frequency. There's a long time between purchases. Even if a year goes by, even if somebody has a whole, you know, bunch of rentals and they're using your services for those rentals, you might only hear from them once or twice a year. So what about all the other weeks and months when they don't need flooring? Well, you still need to stand in front of them, and that's why the Home Advisor and the eHome Advisor uses a mix of basically 80% fun, informative, welcome, entertaining, value-added communication, and 10 to 20%, you know, about the flooring business, an offer, testimonials, or something like that. That way it keeps their attention in between those purchases, and that can be quite a long time, as all of us know. One thing I should mention up front is that the eHome Advisor does not replace mailing the printed Home Advisor. It's a supplement to it. Now, I'm a big believer in using email as part of an overall marketing mix, but I don't depend strictly on it. A lot of your messages, when sent out via email, are going to get deleted. Even a good email, even good marketing, there's a high, you know, they're just very easy to delete. There's not a high implied value, okay? And that's the first mistake that a lot of business owners make, is they think that, okay, well, I'm sending out this email, I'm saying the same thing as I am in a direct mail piece, so what's the difference? Well, the difference is it's just so easy to delete. And people get so much email, so much junk email, way more junk email than they do junk direct mail. I went through my personal email box and went through and unsubscribed myself to a whole lot of things that it wasn't spam. It was just stuff where I'd, you know, maybe booked a hotel, and so the hotel put me on their email list, and I never had any plans to use this hotel again, perhaps, or whatever, but it was just clogging up my email box, and so I'm going through just delete, 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 just like I would with direct mail that comes in. You know, you take your stack of direct mail, junk mail, junk mail, junk mail, junk mail, throwing it into the trash and pulling out the ones that are important to you. The same idea applies with email. If every week you're sending them just advertisements, you know, buy my floors, buy my floors, buy my floors, well, you're going to get most of them deleted, and a lot of people are just going to unsubscribe, so you won't even be able to email to them. So you need to be – that's why this approach of giving them value every single week is much more effective, and you're going to get a lot more of them open. You're going to get a lot fewer opt-outs going in that direction than you would just sending out constant pitches to buy stuff. Now, you're still going to get a lot of people who just flat-out don't open them. That's all right, because guess what? A lot of the newsletters that you send out, in fact, the majority of them get thrown out. But here's the thing. A lot more of them get opened than if you just than your typical junk mail. You're getting a much higher open rate. It's not going to be 100% open rate on your direct mail. You know, for the home advisor, just like you're not going to get 100% open rate on your emails that you send them. And we're going to get into what kind of email managers to use, but you can get an idea of what percentage of your emails going out are getting opened. But I say this up front because I don't want you to get discouraged when you send out 1,000 emails and, you know, only 20% of them get opened. Actually, that's a pretty darn good open rate. If you're getting 20 and 30% open rate on your emails, you're doing really, really well. But some people would look at that and get discouraged. So just want to say that up front. Now, even if the majority of them are not getting opened, that doesn't mean that all those people who are deleting it or not opening it, you're not having an effect, because you're staying in front of them, okay? And you're staying in front of them with valuable information. And some will open it sometimes, some will open it, some won't, okay? So when I do marketing, I use a mix of media, and all of you who have gone through my marketing to become Inner Circle members know this. I use direct mail, email, website, squeeze pages, faxes. So this is just going to give you another way to stay in front of your clients and do it effectively. The eHome Advisor, when you're doing that every week along with the Printed Home Advisor, that's 64 touches a year just between the two. And there's just a lot of benefits for doing that. You're going to make more money. You'll get more referrals. Total top-of-mind awareness. So even if they do delete an email without opening it, they're going to see your business name over and over again. It differentiates you from the other floor dealers, because even if other floor dealers are doing email marketing, they're not doing anything like this. It helps position you as a trusted advisor, because as you'll see, the articles in the eHome Advisor are all about helping them maintain and beautify their one of the biggest investments they'll ever have, and that's their home. And it helps lock your clients away in an iron cage away from competitors. As I said earlier, you can definitely use this for past clients, but it's not just limited to past clients. You've got referrals. So when you're using the referral program and you get a list of people who are referred to you, okay, you can plug them in, you know, when they come to your store and want to, you know, you take them through the design audit, the design audit process. Part of that is capturing their email address. So you've got the referrals, prospects, people who come in and then leave without making a buying decision. Delayed leads, so people who even 3, 6, 9 months, a year down the road, a lot of those people are going to come back and purchase from you, and I'll talk about that in a minute. And then also your joint venture partners. You know, you should be developing joint ventures with other businesses who are going to send you free referrals, and the joint ventures, which we talked about on the last coaching call, is really powerful way to get other businesses to send you clients and referrals for free. And part of nurturing that joint venture relationship is, of course, staying in front of them with the Home Advisor newsletter. Well, here's just another way you can stay in front of them so that they're constantly thinking about you. And like I recommended for joint ventures, you want to put, let's say you get an interior decorator that you're doing joint ventures with. Let's say they have a store and they've got a staff. Well, you want to make sure that each staff member is getting the Home Advisor, and now make sure they're getting the eHome Advisor as well. Put them on your mailing list. Everybody that comes to your door should get subscribed to the eHome Advisor as well as the printed Home Advisor. If somebody leaves without making a buying decision, don't assume that just because they didn't buy from you that they rushed off to buy from a competitor. That isn't always the case. A lot of times they're just putting off buying anything, period. And if you stay in front of them, when they are finally ready to purchase, they're going to come to you versus everybody else. And it's so inexpensive to stay in front of them. Dan, I'm sure you've had that happen before, where somebody has come in, not purchased, and had it, you know, maybe 3, 6 months, even a year later, come back and finally made a purchasing decision.
Absolutely, the cycle in buying flooring is sometimes can be pretty extended, depending on certain things, and even you know, we see people that are ready to buy and then a vehicle breaks down, grandma gets sick, whatever the case may be, and that purchase did not go away, it is just delayed. And so staying in front of them via an email, via newsletter, via direct mail, via traditional ad, still keeps your name fresh in their mind and hopefully make you a desirable location.
Yeah, exactly, and it's also a high-ticket item. I mean,
absolutely.
They may come into your store with one price point in their head because maybe they've never purchased or it's been 10 years, and they get a little bit of sticker shock. And it's not that they don't want to buy from you or they're going to look for somebody cheaper. They just may have to save, you know, a little more money or you know, something along those lines.
Well, I've actually suggested that to people is to wait till they can afford what they really need and want rather than spend money and then spend money again and so, but staying in contact with them is the key.
Yep. Mike, have you had that happen before?
Absolutely. Yeah, we just had one recently with the flyer that the email we sent out. I've been working with this customer since March, and I would send them the Home Advisor every month, and then this past one, He finally called. He said, listen, I want to take advantage of the promotion this month. I'll be in within the next day or two. And he came in and he bought and he gave us his half deposit. And now he's postponed the installation until after the holidays. So, you know, at least we got that far with him.
Well, there you go. How big is that ticket going to finally be when it's all said and done?
It was just about $5,000, just carpet and tile.
Excellent, excellent. So you've got all these I call them delayed leads. You know, if you've got a prospect, that's somebody that's, you know, that has come in, they're definitely going to buy now, they just haven't given you any money yet. You know, and that whole process can take a week or two. But if it goes longer than that, where they're not coming back in, they're not calling you back, or they flat out told you, hey, it's going to be 6 months. Well, that's a delayed lead. Man, there is gold in them Nar Hills. Okay, stay in front of these people, and you will wind up making. There's a lot of money in those delayed leads. Now, let's take a minute and talk about actually putting this together. We've talked about why you should be doing email marketing, how to use it. Let's talk about the nuts and bolts of getting it done. Now, if you don't currently have a system for managing bulk email, you need to get one. And a couple of inexpensive options are Constant Contact and MailChimp. And there's others, and I've personally used Constant Contact, and it works great, and I'm familiar with, you know, its functions. Have not used MailChimp, but I've heard good things about it. Mike, you're currently using Constant Contact, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, tell us about that. You find that pretty easy to use?
Yeah, it's easy. I've been using it for 4 years now, and I guess 2 years ago they upgraded it. They changed the way you did the emails, and it was a little challenging at first, but once you understood it, it's a snap. And I can put together an email in 40 minutes with a lot of copy and paste.
Well, and the email that's included, and we're going to get to that in a few minutes, the one you've included and sent to me, that is you did a really slick job on that, and that took, what, like 40 minutes to put together?
Yeah, that's about what it took, yes.
Okay, which isn't bad, and, you know, that's something that you can train somebody on staff to do if you're at that point and not even mess with it. In fact, that's what I recommend that you do. On the printed home advisor, the e-home advisor, if you email out the inserts from the home advisor, you know, edit it so it says what you want, and then have your have a staff member put it together for you. But that's just, you know, you got to do what you got to do wherever you're at in your business, but it's just not that difficult. The nice thing about Constant Contact is you're able to send out bulk emails on dates that you specify ahead of time. So every month you guys are going to get 4 or 5 issues of the eHome Advisor. So what you'll do is you can, you know, the week before the month starts is take those emails, copy and paste them into your email manager, and if you're using Constant Contact, well, you can schedule those ahead of time. So you don't even have to think about it. Somebody can just load those up for you. You can do it. You can have a staff member do it. Program it. Done. Not program it, but, you know, set the date on it, and you're done. You'll notice that in the eHome Advisor, the email messages, if you flip to the back of the December issue that you should all have, you'll notice that the text is only about one-third of the page width, and it's also broken up into 1 to 3 sentence paragraphs. They're little short chunks, and that is done on purpose. You'll notice that all the emails you get from me as Inner Circle members are all broken up that way. They're all only taking up about a third of the page width, and that's done on purpose. Tests have shown that you get a much higher readership, a much higher response rate when you do it that way. Because if you take an entire marketing message and make it one big, huge block of text, people don't like to read that. They'll just delete it. So you've got to do these little tricks and things to make sure that your emails get read. And I'm giving you some of the major ones now. And the way it's formatted, it's already formatted for you. So I'm just telling you why it's done that way so you don't go and change it. And always, another tip is always to use Arial font or another sans serif font. And a serif is the little foot, the little, Times New Roman has the little foot down at the bottom of the characters. Sans serif, it doesn't have that. And that's Arial's, just use Arial. There's some other fonts that are sans serif, but I just recommend going with Arial. Again, marketing tests have shown that that Arial type of fonts are going to get, they're easier to read on a computer screen than the other kinds of fonts. So make sure that you use those. Another thing that you're going to get with each issue is the eHome Advisor graphic. And you can use that as an email header. Constant Contact and most email managers are going to allow you to import images. And you can certainly do that with the eHome Advisor graphic. Put that up top. That way you're branding it. It just gives it a good professional look. And when people see it, they'll immediately know that, they're going to be getting, that week's tip. What I recommend doing is creating a template, and you can do this in Constant Contact, is just create a template that has that graphic in there and the salutation, and just save it. And then each month when you go to load these up, just copy the template and paste the text into the email. Just going to make it easier for you, save you some work. When you guys get the outside the box tips and the platinum roundtable emails, those have the graphic on there. Anything that I send from the Inner Circle Club with graphics, those were first created in template form, and then either myself or my staff just goes in and pastes in the message. Makes it a lot easier, and you don't have to keep recreating that. The subject line, now this is really important. The subject line functions as the headline. And you all know how important headlines are. They're the ad for the ad. And it's the same with the subject line in your email. And you're going to see that we've provided subject lines for you. A few tips about subject lines. Try and keep the amount of total characters at 20 or below. The fewer characters, the better. Sometimes, you've got to go a little bit higher, but tests have shown that short subject lines do better than long ones. So try and keep it at, 20 characters or fewer whenever possible. That doesn't leave you the ability to say a whole lot, and writing subject lines for emails is actually an art. It's like coming up with headlines for your direct mail pieces. Really important, a subject line, the right subject line can double or triple the open rate on emails. So if you decide to go with a different subject line, again, these are provided for you, and you can use them as is. But if you decide to go with something else, it's important to think that through. Another thing you can do with subject lines is some email managers, I don't know if Constant Contact lets you do this, but you can actually mail merge the person's name. So it could say, John, comma, whatever the rest of the, John thought you should see this. Some email managers will let you do this. Mike, do you know if Constant Contact will let you do
that? In the subject line, Jim, or in the email itself?
No, I'm talking in the – I know it'll let you do it in the email itself. I'm talking about in the subject line. Do you know
I
if it'll
don't.
Let you do that?
I'm not sure about that. I'm on Constant Contact now. I'll take a look, but
all
I'm
right.
not sure.
Not a big deal. It's not critical, but a lot of you have seen the emails I've sent out where I'll put the subject line. I'll actually merge a person's name into it. So that can be a good way to go as well. All, very effective. Personalizes it. In the body of the email, you can definitely merge their name, and that's important. Okay, the postscript contains the PS. Every week, there's a different unique selling proposition that, again, we've provided for you, but you can change these as the situation warrants. So you can use testimonials. You can include a photo of a client with a link to an audio. That link can go to your website, or you can use xylosoft.com. I've talked about that service before for recording testimonials. It's XIOSOFT is the name of the company, Xylosoft. So there's different things you can do with the PS. Ultimately, you don't have to do anything with it. If I'm giving you a lot of different options, different ways you can use this, and I guess I should back up and say that if you want to just use it as is, exactly the way we send it, that's fine. You're going to get good results. It's going to do the job that it was intended to do. However, if you want to do some other things with it, that's why I mentioned this. I don't want to make it sound like you've got to put a ton of work into this. Part of the benefit of the eHome Advisor, like the printed home advisor, is that it's done for you. You don't have to start from scratch. You don't have to re-engineer the whole thing, okay? Special offers. You can also put a special offer in the PS. So, you know, you just want to keep in mind that the eHome Advisor is using the infotainment strategy. So, again, 80% fun, informative, entertaining, value-added communication with about 10 to 20% about your services. So don't make the eHome Advisor 100% sales pitch, or they're just going to get bored and delete it, or even worse, opt out. And the special offer in the PS, you know, just keep it short. Keep it about the same length as the PS as we provided. Another thing you can do is with the PS, if you're going to do an offer, is refer them to that month's home advisor. You could say something like, P.S., don't forget that until November 15th, you get every fourth room of flooring free. See the insert in the November Home Advisor for details. You could also provide them with a link to an instant download of that month's Home Advisor or a link to your website where they can download it there. I know some of our members have the each month's issue of the Home Advisor available for download. So that's another way you can go as well. Now, the easiest way to send this out and to put this together, this is the way we did it when we were using Constant Contact, is just to take 30 minutes and load up an entire month's worth of the eHome Advisor into your email manager and then just schedule them ahead of time to go out automatically and just do it once a month. Again, you can do it in 15 to 30 minutes. It's not that difficult to do, and the nice thing about Constant Contact is you can pre-program it, pre-schedule the emails to go out. The other thing you need to do is manage your subscriber list, and there's a lot of different ways to do this. One way that I've done is just create in Constant Contact or whatever your email manager is an eHome Advisor subscriber list and just import all your contacts in there that you want to be part of, that you want to subscribe to this. And that can be past clients, referrals, prospects, delayed leads, joint venture partners. And then as you add people to the list, just go into that subscriber list in Constant Contact and just add people. Very easy to do. Okay. if you need to delete somebody, if somebody you don't want to keep mailing to, well, you can just go in there and delete them. And, you know, there's other ways to do it, more than one way to skin a cat, but that's about the simplest way to do it, you know, using a third party or using Constant Contact. Mike, did you how do you do it?
When you say how do I do it?
Yeah,
your
manager, you know, when you send out your email list, do you just upload all your past clients and blast it to them, or do you?
Yeah, I have different lists. I have what I call my customer list. I have a list for designers. I have a list for builders and architects. So depending on who I want to target, I'll select that list, and then occasionally, like on the Thanksgiving for Oil one that I just did, I targeted everybody.
You send it to everybody. That's another way you can do it.
Yeah.
So, again, different ways to manage that. It's not difficult to do. Now, I want to talk for a minute about spam compliance, and there are two parts to it. Two things that have to be in place to be spam compliant. One is you have to have people's permission that when you're sending out business-related emails, you got to have their permission from everybody on your list. Now, if someone gives you their email address, that constitutes permission. Okay, so when you're doing the design audit, there's a spot on there for you to ask for their email, or if someone opts in to get the consumer's guide via your website, or if somebody signs up for a contest and on the to enter the contest, you have a email address and they fill that out. If you have in your showroom a form for people to subscribe to the eHome Advisor, and I recommend that you do that, have a form where they can sign up for the Home Advisor and tell them on the form, you know, we're going to mail you the Home Advisor, plus we have our eHome Advisor weekly tips to help you protect and beautify your home. They can sign up. All of that constitutes permission, okay? That's the first part. The second part is they have to have an opt-out method. You've got to have a way for them included in each email that goes out, a way for them to opt out. And the great thing about Constant Contact is that it manages the opt-outs for you. At the bottom of each message that goes out is an opt-out link. The other good thing about Constant Contact is it manages the opt-outs for you. For example, let's say that a person, the example I put here is somebody has the email address grumpy@grump.com, and they opt out. Well, Constant Contact tags that email address grumpy@grump.com so that nothing can go out to them again. Even if you accidentally upload them again, even if you don't delete them from your database, it doesn't matter. It won't go out. So you're in total spam compliance. And that's what's really nice about any – I have not seen an email management system that did not have spam compliance because, you know, they don't want to get, you know, in trouble. They don't want their clients getting in trouble. So – they all have that. Again, two parts to spam compliance, permission and the opt-out method, and the Constant Contact and any good email management system is going to provide that for you. Now, another thing that I wanted to add to this discussion was sending out an email version of the monthly insert from the Home Advisor. I've mentioned this before, and it's a great way to market to your list is to convert that Home Advisor insert into an email and just blast it out to your list. It costs nothing, and it's another good way to touch your clients. If you do it every month, it's another dozen touches per year. So now instead of, 64, you've got 76 touches a year if you do that. And Mike Phoenix of Orange, Connecticut, took a November Home Advisor recently and converted it into an email campaign. And Mike, why don't you just tell us about that and the results and how that went for you?
Okay. This has been the most successful promotion we've run in years. I was having good success with it from the home advisor itself, as well as just the customers that come into the store. We make sure everybody gets a copy of the home advisor, and we also go over the insert that's in it for that particular month, and this month being the Thanksgiving for All promotion that we ran. So it helped us close a tremendous amount of orders. Last count, we were up at around $40,000 in business in 3 weeks off this promotion, and by far the most successful we've had. So I was looking for a way to capitalize on that, and the constant contact, I would use that, try to do it monthly, but I'd always be looking for something to do to put it in there. And I had the idea of, well, you know what, this last campaign was really great, let's try that. And I got quite a few hits on that as well, customers coming in saying that they got the email newsletter and, you know, they want to make a, they're ready to do their flooring, whatever it might have been. They were on the fence, but like I told you about that previous customer, he had been on the fence since March, and he got the email, and he made his decision to save the $582, I think it was, $583, because of the size of his order, and it helped close another order. So to me, it's great, and I love the idea of this e-home advisor. I've already started the campaign. I've got a couple loaded in, and you know, I think it's going to be another way to reach the consumer that we're looking to get.
How long have you been sending out the printed home advisor, Mike?
About a year, I guess. Just about a year now.
Okay. So, and you've been getting good results from that.
Yes, we constantly, you know, and again, the results have been, you know, not that people saying, I saw your sale. The results have been, you know, this year I've had my first two grandsons, and so we wrote about that, and we have pictures in there. So people are coming in all the time saying, how are the grandchildren? Yeah, it's great. And so it just softens everything up. It just makes it easy to talk to people when you put a newsletter like that together, as opposed to what I had tried to do in the past, you know, a newsletter about flooring, about carpeting. It's like you said, everybody's not interested about carpeting and flooring every month, so this newsletter is much better in that. And recently, and for whatever reason, the first 6 months, we weren't getting anybody answering the trivia question. Recently, in the last 4 or 5 months, we're getting quite a few, and they love it when I send them their gift. So it's been really good. It's a lot of fun, and I think that's what sets us apart from a lot of other flooring dealers, is that it's more, you know, like doing business with friends as it is opposed to doing business with just a company that's out on the road there.
It personalizes it, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And people don't want to do business with businesses. They want to do businesses with people. Do business
exactly.
With people. Yeah, and a couple of things that Mike said that are really important. One is it took a while for the home advisor to really start kicking in as far as people really paying attention to it. He had to send it out for a while. And I've had people join the club, send out one issue of the home advisor, and are, you know, disappointed that they weren't suddenly overflowing with business off that one issue. It doesn't work like that. It's a relationship-building tool, and building relationships takes time. And, Mike, before you were sending out the home advisor, how often did you communicate with your past clients?
When they came back again to buy new flooring.
Okay, so you didn't.
That's it, exactly.
Okay, and that's – so you've got this essentially, Mike had a – severely neglected list from a marketing standpoint, communication standpoint. Well, it takes a little while. You got to rebuild that rapport with them. And that's exactly what he's been able to do. And the eHome Advisor is going to make that happen even more quickly because you're going to be in front of them every single week. And you're going to be in front of them with a different media. Okay, print, you know, again, a media mix is really smart. The other thing that you said, Mike, that was important is you didn't just send out an email to a list of people who hadn't heard from you in 3 years. Okay. Mike is sending this out to, again, to a list that he's spent the last, you know, almost a year nurturing, so they're going to be much more receptive to it. And that's why I say, if you're don't replace your printed home advisor with pure email. You need to just use the email as a supplement. Now, you also, in your message you sent to me, Mike, that I'll just read this part of it. In a time when I have had several sales reps come in and tell me how bad business is throughout Connecticut, we are up 44% over last year. Talk about that.
Well, it's all because of the program that we've implemented. Between the newsletters, the design audit, working for the referral program, the joint ventures, it's a little bit of everything. You can't just key in on one thing. It's a combination of everything, and you'd be surprised where the business comes from. I've got one joint venture with a company called Bassett Furniture, which I believe is a national company that is right down the road from us, and we probably get two or three customers a month coming in from them. They send their customers here. So, it's a little bit of everything, whether it's the referrals from previous clients, a joint venture. It just really has increased the business, and when I see these reps come in and they tell me how bad business is everywhere, and my business is nowhere near what it was in 2004, 2005, but it's, like I said, it's up 44% over last year, so it's going back in the right direction.
You're going in the right direction, rebuilding. Well, Mike, you did a great job here. I mean, the email, explain how you put this, you built a nice looking template here, and you just used Constant Contact to do
that. I would like to take credit for that, but that's right on Constant Contact's program. It was the Thanksgiving email that you could send out, and they do the template, and you just put in what you want to put in.
All right,
it was really simple.
There we go. I know Constant Contact has a lot of templates like this, don't they?
Yeah, and they've come a long way over the last 4 years. It's really quite an extensive program that they have. They have a lot to offer, and you can do something different every month without a problem.
Okay. So you can do I like what Mike has done here. He took the PS, which is the Any Friend of Yours is a Friend of Mine, and actually made a little coupon out of it down at the bottom. Obviously, this has worked. You can do a template. I do email marketing. I usually don't use graphics. It's usually text. It's almost like an email version of my letters. So you can definitely do that. Or you can do what Mike's done here and make some, a really nice looking graphic by using a template. Either way. And the nice thing about it is you could if you really wanted to dig deep and test it, you could send half your list one format, one another, and see which gets the best results. But you just did a really nice job here, Mike. And
thank you.
Yeah, did you wind up? The minute I got it, when I got the results from Mike, I fired back an email to him that said I said send it out again with a. Did you wind up doing that?
I did do that. I did exactly like you said, and I actually had six more reads on the follow-up. I had 103 reads, which was 20.7% of the opens, just to give you some idea of what your open rate is.
Okay.
And then on the follow-up one, I had 107, which was six more reads than the previous one. So
did you get any more business off when you sent it the second time?
I don't think so. Nobody mentioned that. But that doesn't mean that it didn't spur some, and that they may have been here, because the reason why there was probably more opens is each week I add emails. As people come in the showroom with the design audit, we get an email.
Okay.
So that's why there was probably six more opens on that, is because we sent out to a few more customers.
How big is your email list right now?
684 people.
Oh, that's excellent. So what I put on here is essentially you can send out so you don't have to put a lot of work into it, is just resend the email, but at the top you say something like this, and I tailored this for Mike's particular email, and it's included in the e-home advisor, but subject line, did I forget you? ?, and then the email says, hi, John. I sent out an important time-sensitive message last week explaining how you can help a family in need this Thanksgiving and get a big discount on your holiday flooring. Here's the message again in case you missed it. Mike. And then a thing that says, message I sent last week, and then just the original email. It's a great way to recycle your marketing messages with email without having to recreate the whole thing. So, Mike, it sounds like you could have made some sales off of the second one, but you couldn't. You didn't have a way to differentiate.
Yeah, because it just went out. I think it was Monday. I think I sent that out this past Monday.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay.
So we've got a week left. But what it did, Jim, though, was show us one thing is the subject line. I could have did the same subject line, Thanksgiving for All. I probably would have gotten half the response because they already opened it. But that subject line, did I forget you, it raises the curiosity. What did I forget? So they that's why my open rate was so good.
There we go. Okay. And the again, we're not through with this special, but here's the thing to keep in mind. Even if he gets zero sales off of it, who cares? It cost him nothing. Okay, that's the nice thing about doing this kind of a promo, the email. But, you know, if he gets one, even one additional sale, is it worth it? Well, heck yeah, because it cost him zero to send out. And you made a good point there, the subject line, it created curiosity. And that's something I forgot to mention earlier, is that in the subject line, you're trying to keep the characters, you know, 20 or fewer if possible. You know, if you have to go a little over, okay, but you want to keep it short. Well, that doesn't leave room to say things like, home of the zero regrets guarantee, you'll love your new floors or I'll replace them free. I mean, now that's a headline I've used in a lot of the marketing pieces. That isn't going to work for your subject line. It's too long. That being the case, you know, we've talked about headlines, you know, being benefits to the client, creating curiosity, pushing those emotional buttons. The best one, the easiest one to do for subject lines is to create curiosity. Because you've got so little space to work with, you just want to create curiosity. And you'll notice, and we'll get into this in just a second, that the subject lines that we've included are all about building curiosity. Mike, you just did a great job here on getting this out and making some money off of it. And the amazing thing is, you know, you've done close to $40,000 or over $40,000 now, and, you know, basically no marketing costs.
Absolutely.
That's pretty incredible. Now, let's, if you guys want to go to the, where the articles are of the eHome Advisor, I'll just go over a couple of things here. You'll see we have the subject lines included. First one is Christmas tree care. The second subject line on week two is exercise your ghosts, and I love that. That's a total curiosity builder, and of course it's talking about, you know, ghost or phantom power, and it talks about how you can, you know, lower your utility bill. Week number three, the subject line is get out of the dark ages. Week number four, toothpicks and vinegar ? And you'll see each one of these is, except for the first one, they're all, you know, real strong on curiosity builder, because the because it's for December and it's Christmas tree care actually conveys a benefit. Jane, who put this together for me, was able to, you know, come up with a subject line that was all short and conveyed a benefit. So, you know, that it can work, but most of these are curiosity builders, and you'll see how each. If we're, you know, looking at week one here, the one on Christmas trees, you'll see that it says hi and then first name. You can mail merge their name in using Constant Contact. Whatever email manager you use, you should be able to merge it. If you can't merge it, get another one where you can. And then you see down in the body of the email, it's broken up into chunks. each chunk or paragraph is only at the most three sentences long. Of course, you've got your signature line there, and then the PS. And on the first one, it's, with our zero regrets guarantee, you'll love your new floors or we'll replace them free. And then your information, your name, your company, the address, and phone number. You want to have all of those elements on every issue that you send out. A curiosity building subject line, mail merge their name, paragraphs broken up into, you know, the body broken up into little chunks that are one to three sentences long, your signature line, and then your PS, and at the very bottom, your how they can get in contact with you. That's basically the formula. Now, we've spent the last 50 minutes talking about this, and it could sound like this is a really complex project, that it's going to take a lot to do. It's not. We really dug into some of the finer points. I spent a lot of time talking about the science behind why certain things are done a certain way. But in reality, the eHome Advisor is something that can be cranked out literally with 15 to 30 minutes a month, and you can have a staff member handle the whole thing for you. Boy, to be able to reach, I mean, in your case, Mike, 600 people four times a month, you know, that's, you know, for 15 to 30 minutes of time, that's pretty dang good.
Absolutely.
So let's go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and unmute everybody. And let's, does anybody have any questions or comments or success stories about having done, you know, email marketing themselves?
I just want to say, Mike, congratulations on that campaign. That was some good results.
Thank you.
Now, you're up there in Connecticut. We're down here in Cape Cod. We haven't really got much involved as far as in the monthly newsletters yet, and from what I hear from your success, it seems to be make sense to go ahead and full force with this program.
I would tell you to do it 100%. It really is worth it, and it just changes the relationship you have with your clients when you speak to them on a regular basis like this.
Mm-hmm. Mike, how long? This is Mike Cody, Joe's brother. How you doing?
Hey,
I'm good.
How you doing?
Hey, I was just wondering how long were you in the program before you actually got around to getting the newsletter done for the first time?
Probably just 2 months. I tried to get the design audit up and running first. That was the first thing, as well as the Connect program. So once I got the Connect program out, then I started with the Home Advisor. So I guess 2, maybe 3 months.
Hey, Mike, explain the Connect campaign for anybody that's new.
Okay, the Connect campaign is part of the program where there's pre-done letters for you. It's a series of three letters that you would send out to your database because most of you, like myself, were not keeping in touch with your clients. And over 10 years of doing business, you know, I would see them when they'd come back to buy new flooring. Well, we sent out this letter just to reconnect, and then that reconnect, what that did was set them up to getting used to getting correspondence from us, and that correspondence is now the Home Advisor, the monthly newsletter, and now I'll back it up with the eHome Advisor.
Right, okay. Now, we did the Connect campaign, and we didn't get much response from that. I know that some people get instant results from that and others don't. I guess that kind of discouraged us at first.
What was your outcome with the Connect campaign? How did that, you know, affect your business?
Well, the response to the Connect campaign was, you know, somewhat, how can I put this here? It was basically, the way I look at it, you got to look at the big picture. It's not like you're going to just, you know, do one thing and get tremendous results. It's
right.
You have to do everything. You know, you hit these people on a regular basis, and they remember you, and then all of a sudden things just start clicking. And that, you can't expect to just do the design audit and say my business is going to increase. You can't expect to just do the home advisor. It's a little bit of everything, and it takes some time, but I'll tell you, it's worth every minute of the time it took us to do this, because the business is so different now than it's been in the previous years for us, and our relationship with our clients is so much better as well.
And how much time do you figure you spend weekly on this campaign or this system?
Well, I probably spend about 12 hours a day thinking about things I'm going to put in it, because I really enjoy it. But actual time, I would say probably maybe 2 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you say that, Mike, you mean you spend about 2 hours a week, not – is that just on the home advisor?
No, that's on basically on everything, on all my marketing. You know, again, I'm constantly on the computer looking for different ideas, updating my websites, you know, just for things that I think that the average flooring dealer is not doing.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So how involved are you in your business? Are you in the end, sales end, the management end, or what is your function there?
Well, my function is I am the owner. And I do all the carpet measures right now. My installers do the hard surface measures, but my business is at a point right now where I need to be the one doing the carpet measures. I believe it was, who was it? It was Greg from New Hampshire. I'm not sure if Greg's on the phone right now. I believe Greg said the same thing. He tried to get out of doing the measures, but he found that it was better for him to do the measures. So until I can grow the business up to the scale where I need it to be, I'm doing the measures, but again, just as Greg said, when I go out on a measure, it's the owner of the store in their house, and it's really a marketing program as well, because I'm looking for other things to do as well.
Right, sure.
Well, one thing that you said that makes a lot of sense, Mike, is that you're doing a system of things, and actually two things. First thing is, I've been saying this for years, don't get discouraged because the first thing you send out to your past clients pulls a goose egg. It's very common for that to happen. It's also very common for people to make a lot of money right off the bat. You don't know. But, Mike, mm-hmm. I mean, from what you're saying about the Connect campaign, when you first sent that out, that kind of lackluster results.
Yeah,
I would say that.
Yeah, but here we are almost a year later. Was it worth it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's the way you got to look at it. And the other thing is, Mike's working, taking 2 hours a week to work on his business rather than in his business, mm-hmm. implementing these different strategies.
Mm-hmm.
What, Mike?
Right.
If you
well, thanks,
to,
Mike.
If you had to pick.
Appreciate your input.
Okay.
Mike, if you had to pick three strategies to start with, if somebody's, you know, kind of, what would you tell them?
Well, I would say the design audit is probably a key element, because the design audit, the whole idea behind the design audit is you're capturing information, because in my business, and I'm sure it's like this in many, when somebody's shopping for flooring, it's not like they come in and they buy in a gallon of milk. They go to the back of the store, they pick it up, and they pay for it. In flooring, it's a process, and they very rarely make their decision the first time in the showroom. So if it was like in the past, a customer comes in, we wait on them, and they say, okay, well, let me think about it, I'll be back. Well, we would never know if they came back or not, because we weren't keeping records. But now we track everything. And if they don't come back within 2 or 3 days, the letter goes out, the shock and awe letter that we use goes out, an email will go out, and we just stay on top of them. And then if I don't hear from them, and this is what I call the witness protection program. A lot of times people, are hot to go with their flooring, they're ready to go, and then all of a sudden you don't hear from them. You send them emails, you send them phone calls, and it's like they're in the witness protection program. They fell off the face of the earth. And then 6 months later they come back again, and they're ready to do something. So
that's witness protection program.
Yeah, that's what I call
it. Have to go on, Mike.
Yeah.
That's
so,
hilarious.
Yeah,
so
with the home advisor, it keeps you in touch with them. You don't know if they're reading it, but all of a sudden when they come back 6 months later, it did have an effect on them.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I would say the design order would be one. A combination of the referral and joint venture, because to me that's almost the same, because you're teaming up with somebody to get referrals. And then the third one would obviously be the home advisor.
All right. Okay. And okay, I would agree with them.
I have a question for you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
What about the consumer's guide to floor covering? Do you hand it out to clients walking out the door if they haven't made a decision?
No, I give the home advisor, but the consumer guide is right on my website. If you go to my website, it's right there to be downloaded.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mike, you print up a whole bunch of extra copies every month, right? And then you hand
That's correct, yes.
them then?
Yes.
That's a
Hi,
really
Jim,
cool
this is Jimmy.
Hi, Jim.
This is Jimmy.
Jimmy.
We use probably 90% of everything that's available to us, and of course the consumer's guide is everybody has to have one in writing, because that's where I loosely lay the warranties in writing, and also a page of testimonials, which is in a different color paper. So everybody has to leave with one of those no matter what. And so everybody gets one of those. And I'd have to say, as being a member for, I don't even know, between 2 and 3 years, it's a combination of everything. And so everywhere I go now, and as he said earlier, you know, the home advisor, not the home advisor, but the reconnect, you know, when you first do it and the first time, you don't get the results that maybe you was thinking that you were going to get. But over time, all these things come together like a puzzle, and everywhere you go, every word that's spoken, it just won't leave you alone. And I would say the home advisor would probably be the biggest motivator of all the things that's out there today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jimmy, where are you located, Jimmy?
I'm in North Carolina.
North Carolina?
I'm a good way from you the other way. But it really does have a everywhere I go, everywhere. I mean, people see you. It changes everything from a carpet salesperson to a trusted advisor. It's almost mm-hmm. like you have reached movie star status, and I'm not looking for that at all. But when people seek you out, because they consider you as a trusted advisor, they think as much of you. They tell you things that they tell their doctor. Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And it's not going to happen overnight. I promise you it's not, but you have to start.
You
got to
plant the seeds. That's what it is.
You do.
Seeds.
You know, we have a meeting every Wednesday morning, and we did this morning, and we always talk about what else we can do for our client. One of my salespeople said, he was talking about a few apple seeds and what it would do. We were talking about joint ventures. As a matter of fact, Jim, I played the last half of your joint venture CD to my group this morning.
Oh, great.
Along with several other things, you know, because we are moving not only from the owner to key personnel, but also salespeople into getting the joint ventures going, because that is a gold mine within itself. Just like he mentioned a few minutes ago, we had the furniture store who was sending 2 or 3 referrals a week. What a tremendous statement. If everybody could just, and Jim, you've said it so many times, as to how many, look at the numbers, your average sale, and then if you did this times, you know, and look at the different, the 250 or 150, or plug in your own numbers, you know, and you see what that type of business will bring you. And if the national average is $125 that it costs to get one client to come through your door, not to buy anything, just to come in.
Yep.
And you can do these things with almost zero marketing cost. What a gold mine. And so as a witness, I got to tell you guys, over time, every single bit of it comes together like a puzzle, and it really goes into a tremendous thing for you. And you'll stay busy, and I'm so privileged to be part of it.
You know, Jimmy, I really appreciate you saying that, because one of the challenges, guys, you got to remember, you're in a high ticket business. This isn't like you're selling yogurts or dry cleaning. This is a high-ticket business. You've got more in common with a realtor in a lot of ways than you do with typical retail, you know, where somebody's just selling, you know, things for 10, 20, 30, 100 bucks. It's a big deal, and to swing that ship around to where it's pointed the right way doesn't always happen instantly, and you shouldn't expect it to. And Jimmy, I appreciate what you're saying. I mean,
well, it's just transformed my business. You know, when you go from doing a tremendous volume of business to where the economy has carried it, and you've always had those principles and integrity, but you didn't know how to put it in writing. You didn't know how to pursue it. You didn't know how to pull this system together and be able to use it on your own because, quite frankly, you're too busy working in your business and handling the nuts and bolts every single day. And so when you can turn some of that loose and delegate, it really does work well. It frees you up with more time. I still do estimates. I still work the sales floor from time to time. And it's a privilege. I really enjoy it because it puts me right in the firing line. I want to be part of everything. I just love it. And so it's helped me to take the character, the honesty, the professionalism that this profession has never had. You got to understand, I've been in it since 1971. This profession has never had those words, with the very exception of a very few. And so it's big ticket, low profit. And so this gives us a way to put massive integrity into our business and to make a very good profit margin in doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just thrilled to death to be a part of it and to be able to. It has changed my life, I got to tell you. I'm the same person I always been, but there's nothing I love more than this business.
Wow.
And to be able to help somebody to make decisions. And it's just, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, they rave about the newsletter everywhere I go. Oh, I get you. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, and they come in. Well, we had no idea we'd get to see you. Well, wow, I didn't. That makes me feel so humble.
It does make you, you know, it does make you a little bit of a celebrity. People see your print, and your face, and your name in print over and over again.
It does. And
it
does. I go down the street, and I had two ladies. They were elderly ladies, and I had my literature, my signers on the truck, and I was going to, I don't know, measure a job, I guess, and there was two women that come up beside me blowing the horn, and they were smiling from ear to ear, waving. and I looked at them, and I have no idea who they were, except I know their face, and they had to be customers. And I
That's
just,
right.
You cannot imagine how that makes me feel.
Well, Jimmy, you got to be now that you're a celebrity and everyone knows, you got to be keep yourself. You can't be, you know, like having to get bailed out of jail anymore.
Hey, Jimmy, what's the name of your business, Jim?
Factory Flooring and Design.
Yep. What was that again?
Factory Flooring and Design.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been doing newsletter marketing for with three different businesses over the last, almost 15 years. And I swear people will come up to you in public, Jim, I have no idea who they are. And it just happens. It's sort of a good kind of celebrity. And
When they come in the door, it's no more this cheap, cheaper, cheapest, which is a disgrace to humanity. What they do is come in, and they are so thrilled to see you, and they trust. I make a point of this because in the utility, I went and paid the water bill, and I could mail it. My secretary could mail it, but I carry it because I have so many partners in that building. There's five women in there.
That's a real good.
And every one of those know me. When I walk in the door, and in my home advisor, I have a homeopathic page, and it's always got to do something. And I'm a floor covering person, so I'm not a doctor, but everybody considers me as a doctor because I'd give all these remedies to breast cancer and all the things that go along, and people love this. I mean, they eat it alive. And so, especially the women. And so, and it's real. It's not a fluke, and it gives them hope when 1 in 8 women in America have breast cancer.
Yeah.
Or will get it in their lifetime. So, current events like that, we address. We keep it simple. I mean, I sell flooring. And I'll tell people, I'll say, well, you know, I'm just a floor covering person, but I'm not a brain surgeon. She said, well, you could have fooled me. But doesn't it make you feel good for those people to... I asked a lady yesterday. She came from behind, out of a private office, and we put in like it was over $15,000 of hardwood and ceramic about 5 years in her home. She came out to greet me. She said, I got to tell you, and she said it in front, there was 2 customers in there, and she said it in front of 5 women in front of the computers at the counter. She said, I got to tell you, that is the best newsletter I could ever imagine, and thank you so much. And all of them chimed in because all of them have purchased from me. And I said, you all don't know what you just did. You have made my day. I'm walking on cloud 9.
That's right.
And I asked her, I said, if you came to my store tomorrow or today, and I asked her where she could hear me, and I had no real necessity to say this, but for some reason I did. I speak out of turn sometimes. But I said, if you came to my store tomorrow and asked me any question about flooring at all, and I gave you an answer, would you consider that absolute Bible? And she said, I absolutely would. No matter what you told me, I would believe it.
I love it. Well, that... Man, Jimmy, I always love hearing what you have to say because you've taken the principles and over time implemented them, and that's what this is all about. It's not a silver bullet. It's not a quick fix. It's a system of things that you do over time that create big changes. Hey, we're actually way over time. I'm glad we were able to do this. Before we wrap up, is there anybody else that had a question or a comment or anything before we wrap it up?
Yeah, this is Mike from Cape Cod. How many pages is a typical newsletter? How many pages do you recommend?
4.
For the Home Advisor.
Yep, and it's done for you.
How many?
The Home Advisor is a 4-page newsletter, and it's usually got it always has an insert, so 5 if you count the insert.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's totally done for you. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you got it.
Jimmy and Mike, thank you. You guys have been a lot of help.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
You guys ever get down to Cape Cod? Come visit Coppice of Cape Cod. All right.
Absolutely, and you do the same right here in Connecticut.
We definitely will.
Okay, sounds good, guys.
All right,
I think
we got about wrap it up today. Everybody, this has been a good call. Thank you for the everybody's input. Mike, especially, appreciate you sharing, sending me the email of the insert. Great job on that. Keep it up.
Thanks again.
And everybody that uses this, keep me posted on your results. I love to hear how things are going with you. Keep me posted. So, okay, everybody, until next time, happy marketing.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care, Jim.
Thank you.
All right.